Hey, Chris Johnson here, and I've got a problem with mattresses. You know, the shit that you fucking sleep on. The mattress, the box spring, the fucking bed frame, whatever the fuck. And I don't really have a problem with my mattress. Actually, I kind of do, because I don't know where the fuck it came from. It's a hand-me-down mattress. I guess that's what I'm getting at. I have a problem with hand-me-down mattresses. If you go to the fucking store and you pick out a fucking mattress, you know that nobody else has slept on that mattress, or at least that's the understanding I have going in. And if you're lying to me, that's fine. I don't give a shit because I don't know, because I don't know how many other people have been on that fucking mattress. You spend a lot of time on the fucking mattress, and a lot of people do a lot of fucking on mattresses. So for me, unless I get a mattress new, which I've never done in my entire fucking life, I've never bought a new fucking mattress anywhere. I'm always thinking, like, where the fuck has this mattress been? This comes up in college. You fucking show up at college, like, when you're fucking dorming and there's a fucking mattress there. You know how many people have fucked on that mattress? You know how many cum stains are probably on that fucking thing? And I don't want... I just can't fucking think about it. It's weird to me. It's like wearing somebody else's underwear. You ever see... You've never just, like, been walking down the street, been looking at some you know, random dude and thought, like, you know what, man? I want to take his fucking underwear off and wear it. Because it's fucking... It's weird. They're all their parts are down there. Their lips, the balls. I mean, all that shit is all fucking rubbing around. You don't want that shit on your shit. I don't want that shit on my shit. I mean, maybe you want that shit on your shit, but I don't want that shit on my shit. And it's kind of what it's like with a mattress. Because you can't clean a mattress. It's not like you can fucking wash it. And I gotta be honest with you, even if you could wash it, I'd still have a fucking problem with it. Like, every now and then, like, my mom will just, like, come across, like, a handful of fucking clothes, and she'll be like, here, this is your size. I mean, I got it from, like, wherever. I'm like, wait a second, where'd you get this shit from? It's washed. Yeah, it's washed, but I don't know who the fuck's been wearing that. I mean, somebody else's tits have been there for a while. Now I gotta fucking put my tits in there? I mean, look, this is probably an irrational fear. Maybe. But maybe not. Because like I said, you can't clean the fucking mattress. My mom's giving away her mattress. I got a full-size mattress, and she's got a queen bed. She's got, like, a bed. I mean, I guess a mattress is a fucking bed. But, like, I don't have, like, a bed frame. I have a fucking box spring and a mattress in the middle of my fucking bedroom floor, and that's what I fucking sleep on. I haven't had a fucking bed frame in fucking years. I mean, back in the day, when you have bed frames, they're fucking old and creaky and shitty, and if you try to fuck your boyfriend or girlfriend on it when you're in fucking high school, that shit makes a lot of fucking noise. Then you gotta have conversations about that, like, it's too fucking loud. It's too loud. Remember those conversations when you were younger? Don't bullshit me, because you fucking do. Can they hear it? Can they hear it through the door? Can they hear it? We're downstairs. Can they hear it? No, they can't hear it. Nobody gives a shit about what fucking you're doing as a fucking 19-year-old or whatever the fuck. So, like, my old bed frames are, like, creaky and squeaky, and then, like, I never liked going under my bed. It's not because I'm afraid of monsters or anything like that. But, like, I don't know, man. I don't want to, like, reach under my bed. You can't get under there. The fucking cats hide under there. I don't want to crawl. I don't like the underside of a fucking bed. But I know, like, beds now, they don't have, like, an underneath. Like, my mom's bed doesn't have a fucking underneath. So she's like, hey, I'm getting a new bed. Do you want my old bed? She's like, it's a queen. I was like, well, I'll take the fucking mattress and box spring. She's like, you don't want the bed? It's like, I don't think I do. She's like, yeah, but there's drawers underneath. Yeah, I mean, I got drawers. She's like, yeah, but you can store shit. I don't know, man. I got storage space. I don't know. Like, it's too high off the fucking ground. I don't want to be too high off the fucking ground. I've been laying low for a whole, you know, fucking 10 years now. Even when I was married, we didn't have a fucking bed. We just put mattress, box spring right on the floor. Who gives a fuck? That's all you need. Then I started thinking, like, I'm taking mom's mattress. How old's that mattress? How much fucking's been done on that mattress? I don't want to think about the fucking that's been done on any fucking mattress. Your mom's mattress? You know, like a parent's mattress? Has there been a lot of action on that mattress? How many miles are on that mattress? Were my parents still together on that mattress? Did my parents fuck on that mattress? I mean, they could have. I don't know how old it is. I don't want to ask about it, because I don't want to be, you know, more fucking erotic about it than I'm already being right now. Is she internet dating? Have strange guys been on that mattress? But at the same time, I don't want to buy a new mattress. The mattress I have right now is one that, like, my fucking ex-wife got from, like, a girl at work. And then it turned out that, like, the girl at work was married to some dude that I know. So I'm sleeping on a mattress now where some fucking dude that I know fucked his wife, probably. Probably got her pregnant on that fucking mattress. I can't think about it. What's better, though? You know, sleeping on a mattress where your parents might have fucked? Or some douchebag that you used to work with might have fucked on? Or does anybody else have these irrational douchey fears? Yeah, maybe not. But for me, I mean, the fear is fucking real with this one. The fear is real. I just can't, I can't get past it. The point you get it, though, like, it's gonna be a new mattress and it's gonna be bigger. Because my mattress now is a pile of shit. I've been fucking sleeping on this fucker for at least 10 years, and it sucks, and it's fucking droopy, Like, I need a fucking new mattress. I don't really give a shit about, like, the fact that it's a queen versus a full. I mean, I got nobody in my fucking bed anyway. It's just me and the fucking cats. Although maybe a queen would be bigger, because I'm getting fucking tired of going to the bed at night and having them, like, just sitting, like, right in the middle of it. I'd be like, bro, can you slide over? Can you slide over and give me some fucking space? Because I don't want to move them. I mean, if you have pets, like, do you move your pets? I don't want to move my pets. I feel like a dick. Because they've been there, you know? They're sitting there. What, am I going to just go in and, like, fucking throw them all over the place like a goddamn caveman? But, like, you know what, guys? Can you just give me a little bit of fucking room? Would you stop being a fucking asshole? Just slide over. We can share the fucking bed. Just slide over, for fuck's sake. Don't fucking stare at me. You're right in the middle of the fucking thing. So maybe if I get, like, a bigger bed, it's not going to be as big a deal. But they'll probably just spread out on it all the fucking same, and I'll be just as pissed. I was like, Ma, how tall is that fucking bed? She's like, it's not that tall. I don't know what that means. I'm going to have to go over and take a look at this fucking thing. I think to myself sometimes, like, bro, therapy's gotten you a lot fucking better. And then I do a podcast like this where I'm afraid of strange mattresses because I don't know how much fucking has been done on them. I'll be back, though, Sundays and Wednesdays, maybe with a new mattress. You can check me out on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. I'm on Instagram, too, at maybe 5 minutes. You can follow the podcast on my Facebook page as well, because I'll keep putting the videos out there. And I am everywhere. I'm on Spotify. I'm on fucking Google Play. I'm on Apple Podcasts. And I'm on Podbean, too. That is the host of the podcast. You can catch every episode there, the website or the app.